Hi, how you doing? My name's Mark Emery, Battalion Chief in Woodinville, Washington, here at Firehouse World. I'm instructor for a two-day pre-conference command competency clinic. We got a full house here. We had a great group today, a lot of great questions. And some of the key points we're covering that I'd really, really like my audience to leave with today. In fact, I called them nuggets that I'm going to throw out a lot of information. And some of them you're going to throw away and say, I can't use that. But you're going to come across quite a few nuggets that you can take back and use in your organization. And I told them first thing in the morning that for me to be successful for an instructor today is you've got to leave with something that's going to make things better back where you work with. Among those things, of course, we talked about the responsibilities of command, which is the management of strategy, resources, and risk, and that if you're going to be called the incident commander, that anything you should be doing should fall into one of those three categories: strategy, resources, and risk. If you're on a hose line or a ladder or doing something else, then you're not being the incident commander. We did a lot of emphasis of as a team leader or a company officer that's with a team in the hazard area, perhaps doing primary search. Let's say you're Engine 1 doing primary search, that the responsibility of the company officer, the team leader, is to care for the team. And it's an acronym that stands for conditions, air, radio, and egress. That team leader is monitoring conditions, monitoring air, make sure they have enough air to withdraw safely, monitoring radio for emergency traffic, abandon the building, et cetera, and looking for alternate egress, or if there's only one in and way out, making sure that their only way out is clean and safe. We talked about status reports, that when an Engine 1 is asked for a status report, they're going to report their progress, how much air they have left, what conditions are, where they are, and team, which is called a PACT report, P-A-C-T. Progress is whatever they were assigned. It's either in progress or complete. Air, they're going to report, I got 50%, I got 50 minus, 50 plus. Not going to talk about, I got 76% or 33.75%. We just want that officer to be aware of, wow, I'm already at 50%. We better start thinking about withdrawing. And we talked about how to establish an effective command post, what the words are to use, and we're getting into tomorrow on how to manage an effective command post and how to be an effective division or group supervisor, and how to address your three strategic priorities at any incident, which are life safety, incident stabilization, and property conservation. We talked about some command post benchmarks that need to be communicated. And I've got a couple of command caveats that they like. My first command caveat is if you need it and it's not there and available, it's too late. In other words, if you need something, a rapid intervention team, whatever it is, a division supervisor, and it's not there and available or established, it's too late. That then you're reacting rather than proacting. And we talked about a great communication model called the 4C communication model, which is you connect to with one you want to talk to, you convey your message, you get clarification from the receiver of that message, and then you confirm that, yes, what you heard is what I said. And what that does is provides a basic foundation of communication that will help these fire departments solve many of their fire ground communication problems. So all in all, we had a really good day. We tried to keep it on a strategic level because firefighters sometimes want to get down to the task or tactical level. So we're focusing on communications. In fact, there's four things that we focused on in this class that are great, four great questions to ask post-incident after a fire. Number one is, was incident command competent? Was tactical accountability achieved and maintained at all times? Was there an action plan that was communicated to everybody and everybody knew where they operated in within the margins of that action plan? And were communications clear, concise, and disciplined? So competent command, tactical accountability, action plan, and communications. Those are the four components of an intelligent, safe fire ground operation. You take any one of those four pieces away, and your PIA is not going to go very well. But if you get thumbs up on all four of those, competent command, everybody's tactically accounted for, who, what, where, and why, and you have an action plan that everybody understands where they fit into that plan, not multiple plans, and you have clear, concise, disciplined, and meaningful fire ground radio communication. As far as I'm concerned, as a battalion chief where I come from, what else could I ask for? And that's where we're going with this class, and it's a real honor to be here at Firehouse World. I wish you were here in San Diego. A lot warmer here than is in Seattle. Take care out there.
Perfect. That was good. Very good.